The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. Damascus, the capital of Syria, is now the scene of relentless shelling as rebels try to close in on the Assad regime.
On one table, a toddler with a cut lip. On the next, a farmer hit by sniper fire.
And in a moment, what it's like to be caught in the crossfire. After this, from Charlie. CBS correspondent Barry Peterson is in Damascus, where he found that government hospitals are running short of supplies and medicines.
The one thing this hospital has no shortage of is patients. They get 30 or 40 on an average day. But after an incident, say a car bomb blast, they can have as many as 100 arrive all at once. This man had pieces of bomb debris in his brain.
And then there are the children.
9-year-old Sarah Hassan was hit in the cheek by shrapnel from a bullet. She was afraid of upsetting her mother. Tell her to leave, she said. But her mom stayed and Sarah was okay.
The civil war in Syria has dropped out of most mainstream newscasts, but it is all over YouTube. The fighting moves quickly, sometimes trapping residents in their homes, where all they can do is take out the video cameras and try to document what's going on. They crouch just below their windows or poke the cameras through holes in the wall, and every clip has the same format. Gunfire and prayers. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.